Good evening, everybody. So we welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Pinchas by Revi. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Leim, Hashem said to Moshe, saying, Kain b'nois Tzalavcha doivrois. The daughters of Tzalavcha are speaking properly. Titen lahem achuzas nachala b'soich achei avihem. Give them a possession of a nachala, of inheritance among the brothers of their father. And you should cause the nachal of their father to pass over to them. Zogt Rashi, Kain b'nois Tzalavcha doivrois. The daughters of Tzalavcha are speaking properly. The word Kain, you have to understand, ketagume, like Targumungal says, yo'us, properly. Kloimar, that means to say, kach ksuva parashazu lefonai b'morim. The Brunchman says, that's this parash is written in front of me, in Shemayim. Magid, this teaches us Sheroasa Einon, that their eye saw Mashalei Roasa Einishal Moshe, that what the Moshe Rabbeinu's eye did not see. Meaning, the Sefer Zichron is Mazbe that you have to understand that in the aspect of the Alochas of Yerusha that Moshe had not yet understood, so they did understand, because Be'etzim, the daughters of Tzalavcha speaking properly, what the Torah says, Kain B'nai Tzalavcha Doivrois, it's extra. Banishim could have said a direct statement of the Lachat says you should give them a nachla. So the Gurayi says that it's said over here to show the Chachma that there were Chachmanios and there were Darshanios, the Benoist Slavchot. And I in the Baal Turma on this pasuk that he brings it. Kain Benoist Slavchot Doivra, his daughters of Slavchot speak properly. Yafetavu, they're claiming correctly. Ashrei Adam, fortunate is the person, Shakadish Baruchu Maidlodvar, that Kadish Baruchu confirms his words. He's maskim to him. Nelson Titan, you should surely give them Shnei Chalokim. You have to give them two Chalokim. Chelik Avim, the Chelik of their father, Shayim Yetz Mitzrayim, who was among those who went out of Mitzrayim, Chelik Yemechav, and the brother, his Chelik along with his brothers, Benichse Chefer, and the property of Chefer, their father. Vavarta, you should cause it to pass, the Yerusha, Lashon Evrahu. This is a Lashon of wrath. Bemisha Einem Meniach Ben, because there's like wrath or anger against someone who doesn't leave a son, Liyorsha, to inherit him. Gemara says in Bava Basra, this is a Gemara quote from the Gemara Basra, Kuf Tazayin, that the Yad Ramah explains that Ibn Shalom is wrathful toward the one who has not made an effort to have a son. Shadis, if he didn't make an effort, obviously it's up to the Ibn Shalom. Bonne, Gemara says, Bonne, Chayim, Mizoyne, Lav, Beskusa, Tali Milsa, Lav, Mazal, Tali Milsa, but you have to be Mishtadil. It means someone that was not Mishtadil to have children, so then either didn't get married or he got married and he wasn't Mishtadil to have children, so then the Ibn Shalom's wrath is towards him. That's why you can understand the pasuk that Ber Yitzchak speaks out, why the pasuk did not use the word vinosato, and you shall give. Here, it uses the word, meaning as it did in the beginning of the pasuk. Okay, pasuk. Ches, vel b'nei Yisrael tedaber leimor, and to the b'nei Yisrael you should speak saying, ish ki yamus, if a man will die, uvein ein loy, and he doesn't have a son, you should give over his in Yerushi, cause his inheritance to pass over to his daughter. Pasuk tez vim ein loy bas. If he has no daughter, then you should give his inheritance to his brothers. Pasuk yud vim ein loy achim. Let's say he has no brothers. If he has no brothers, then you should give his inheritance to the brothers of his father. Pasuk Yud Aleph Vimein Achim LaAviv, and if there are no brothers of his father, Unasatem Es Nachalosi LaSheirei Akorav Elov, you should give his inheritance to his relative who is closest to him, Mimishpachtoy, of his family, VeYorash Oiso, and he shall inherit it. VaHoysel Bnei Yisrael LaChukas Mishpat, and it should be to Bnei Yisrael as a decree of Mishpat, of justice, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, as Hashem had commanded Moshe. So Rashi, l'she'irei akor ve'lov mimishpachtoi, to his relative who's closest to him from his family. Ve'ei mishpacha kruya el mitzada e'av. The term of mishpacha, family, applies to only someone who comes from the father's side. As they state in Baba Basa, kuftes samar aleph. Pasuk yud beis ve'yoyimer Hashem el Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, alei el har ho avorim hazeh. Go up to this mountain of avorim. Ure'ei es ha'oretz asher nasati l'vnei Yisrael, and see the land that I have given to the Bnei Yisrael. So Drash Yalei El Haro Avorim, go up to this mountain. Lama Nismul Chachan, why is this parasha mentioned over here next to Yerushas? Kivin Sha'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since Rebbeinu Shalom said, Nosling Titan Lem, you should give them to the Bnei Tzalavcha, the possession of their inheritance. Omar Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, Oisi Tziva HaMokam, the Rebbeinu Shalom was commanded me, Lahanchil, to give out the inheritance of the land. Shema Hutra Gzeira, perhaps the decree has been rescinded by the Rebbeinu Shalom, Vekonis Loretz, and maybe I'll get into the land. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gezeirasi B'mekoyim HaMedes, my decree still stands and there's no chance. So Moshe was trying again, and then you can't come in. Davar Acher, Kivin Shenichlas Moshe, Lenachlas B'nei God V'nei Ruven, Moshe entered to what was going to become the chelik of B'nei God V'nei Ruven, and Ever Yardin, Samach V'yamar rejoiced, and he said, K'medum Ali, appears to me, Shuta Nidri, that my vow, in other words, Moshe vowed against my entry into the land of Eretz Yisrael, has been released. Mashal Melech, he compared to a king, Shagazar al Benoy, decreed on his son, Shalai Konis, he should not enter. The Pesach Palatin, Shalai, to entrance of his palace. Nichnas Lashar, the king entered the gate, Vuachrev, and the son followed him. Lachotzer, into the courtyard, Vuachrev, the son followed him. Traklim, he entered this big reception room, Vuachrev, and his son follows him. Kivin Jaboli Konis Lakita, and once he comes in to enter the bedroom, Omle, the king said to him, Beni, my son, Mikan Ve'elech, at the Osli Konis, this is where the book stops. Here, from here, invite you, forbidden to enter, you can't come in. So that's the same shot over here. And what the Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking, the Rechaim speaks out, with his Re'iyah going up and seeing the land, all the further tikkunim that ever happened there at Israel is from that original Re'iyah of a tzaddik. Pasuk Yud Gimel V'ri Isa Isa, and you shall see it, V'nesafte El Amecha, and then you shall be brought into your people. Gam Ata, you too, Kasher Nesaf Aaron Achicha, as Aaron your brother has been brought in. So Rashi, Kasher Nesaf Aaron Achicha, as your brother Aaron was brought in, Mikan, from here we see, Shenesavah Moshe L'misasi Shal Aaron. Moshe wanted a Misa similar to the of Aaron's Misa. The Varach and other Pshad, Einat the Toivim Menu, you're not better than he is. Al Asher Loi Kidashtem, because you both of you did not sanctify my name, which implies, Hoim Kidashtem, Oisi, if you would have sanctified my name, Adayin Loi Yigiz Manchun Yipatman Oilim, your time to depart from this world would not have arrived. Chol Mokoyim, Shekos of Misasim, whenever in the Psukim that it says the Misa of Aaron and Moshe, Kos of Sirchonim, it writes there, Aveir, their misdeed. Levisha Nigzer Gzeiro al Dara Midbar, because since there was a Gzeiro against the Dara Midbar, Allah was permitted to die in the Midbar by Von Shalei Aminu. For the Veir have not even believed. Kach Bikash Moshe, that's what Moshe Ben requested, she Kosov Sirchoina, that his Sirchon should be written, his misdeed. Shalei Yoyba, people shouldn't say, Afu min Amamrim Hoya, he was from the rebellious ones also. Moshe Stay Nashmi, compared to two women. Shaloikas of Bezdin, they're getting flogged in Bezdin. Achas Kilkala, one acted indecently. One ate unripe fruits of Shviz. So, and the one that ate the unripe fruits, please announce my veru, she says, that nobody should think that I was the one that acted indecently. Afkan here too, b'chol malkim, in all places, Shehiskam Yisalsam, which the deaths are mentioned, Hiskas Rechon, and there, misdeed is also mentioned. Laidia, to make known, Shalei Hoysa Behem, Elazubavad, this was the only averu that they had, no other averu. Pasuk Yudalit Kasher Marisim Pi B'Midbar Tzin, because you rebelled against my word in the Midbar Tzin. B'Merivas Eido, in the strife of the Eido, L'Akdisheni, to sanctify me, V'Mayim Le'Eneim, at the water before their eyes. May Merivas Kadesh Midbar Tzin, they're the waters of strife of Kadesh in the Midbar Tzin. Zok Rashi Heim, May Merivas Kadesh. Heim levadim, they alone, ain behem avinachad. There's no other avera. That's the only avera. Dosidos, that's the only avera that they had. Davarachan achabshat, heim shehimru b'maro. That's what they led to rebellion at Moro. Heim hoyu shehimru b'yamsuf. That's what led to the rebellion at Yamsuf. Heim atzmoam shehimru. And they are the very thing that led to rebellion b'midbar tzin in midbar tzin. Pasuk tezvo, vayidaber Moshe el Hashem leim. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Moshe spoke to Hashem saying, Yifkoy Hashem Lekei Arucha is L'chol Bosash, may Hashem, the Lekei of all the spirits, of all flesh, may He appoint Ish Ala Eda, man over the Eda. Zok Rashi, Vos Meintos, Yifkoy Hashem, may Hashem appoint, before that, Vedaber Moshe El Hashem V'goymer, Moshe spoke to Hashem saying, Leidiyah Shvachan Shal Tzadikim, this tells you the Shevach of Tzadikim. When they leave the world, and they put aside their own concerns, and they deal with the concerns of the public, of the tzibur. Lamar saying, whether you're going to appoint them a leader for Klal Yisrael in Lav or not. So Moshe said, Yifkod Hashem, may Hashem, like Ruchas appoint a man ala Eido. Kivin Shashama Moshe, Moshe heard Shamle Amokoim, ten Nachalas Slavchod, Lubinoisov, give Slavchod Nachalat, his daughters. Amar Moshe Rabbeinu said, Higia Shah, came the time, She'et Batarki, I should think of my own family, I should think what I need, claim what I need, She'yir Shabbani Eskadu Lasi, that my sons should inherit my high position. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch, Hashem said to him, That's not what entered my mind. Yeshua is worthy of taking reward of all the years that he served you. That he wouldn't depart from within the tent. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. He who guards the fig tree, he will eat its fruit. Shad is he who's one that keeps watch over his Rebbe, his master. He's the one that's going to be honored. As they state in the Gemara, in the Tachuma, in the Medrash Tanchuma, Akoponim, the Rebbe Yeruchim speaks out over here that what's the Indian over here? That what was the Moyedik of the Midah, the Nakuda that Yeshua excelled in? He says it was the Midah of Noisi Ba'il Im Chaveroi. He says, Pirish Ki Alidei Shimushay. Ovel lahatzil oshuk miad oshka kin shenem melech mishpat yamar arutz mishlich of tes dal vein lecha noisib olam chaveri. Yosim said that's the biggest oifen of noisib olam chaveri. He says, and brings a medrash over here in Shmos Rabba Beis Hashem tzadik yifchon bodak leDavid b'tzayin umatzaraya el yafir. The Baruch Hashem checked out David, tested him with tzayin, and he found that he was a triadik, a trustworthy shepherd. Hayimoytzia katanim liris. He's to take the young sheep out. Kadesh yiru esav harach. They should graze with and eat the soft grass. He took out the older ones. They say Yeru Esav Abenius. They should take the medium ones. The young ones. The Esav Hakosh used to eat the hard the grass. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, "Mishu Yedei Liras Atzayin." If the one that he's someone that knows how to take care of sheep, he's the one that's going to take over and be here and take over my nation. That was David HaMelech. Moshe Rabbeinu also, Hashem only tested him with tzoyin. Omer Rabbi Seinik, Moshe Rabbeinu roya tzoyin shel Yisrael, baruch yimenu gedi. One of the gedis ran away from him. Verotz achrav, he ran after him. Achagil lebrecha shel mayim, until he met up he came up to a pool of water. And the Gdi stood there to drink. Given Shagia Moshe Etzle, Moshe Rabbeinu came to him. Amar Ani Lo Yisya Deish Rotsa Yisuf Neitzam. I had no idea that you were running because you're thirsty. Oyefato, you're tired. Harkivel Kseifoy Vahoy Mahalach. Moshe Rabbeinu picked him up on his shoulders and was going. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yesh Lecha Rachamim Linoik Tzoyin. Kach Hayecha Atatir Tzoyin Yisrael. Hoy Moshe, that's what it says. Moshe Hayiroy. Benjamin says you have such Rachamim to be Noik the Tzoyin, so therefore you're going to take over my Tzoyin. Tzoyin Kadoshim. Zakter Biruchim is Boinunu Neroyis Bemedrishze. Raw Dvorim Kalim, Ray Dvorim Kalim, Shabne Adam Azalzal. And look at these clean Azach and people of Azalzal. People are going to laugh. What's he picked up a sheep, had Rechmanos on him, that's become the manig. Because they were mechanic themselves. We see Yeshua also had an Indian from also Rechmanos on people. That we're going to see later, he was Masada the Safsalim. He was Masada, the Yalkut says, that he prepared the shirum for Moshe Rabbeinu to say Torah. And Meila, there was also an Indian from Noisibel Chaveri. He had Rechmanos and someone else. They didn't have to do it. You see, he was zoich to be the next mani. So the Rashi vayte lekei arucha islam and emmer. Why is it said? Amalafon of Moshe Rabbeinu said before me, Boinu shaloylam. Goli lefanecha daitich akol echad ve'echad. You know the personality of each individual. Ve'ein and doim zel is that you know that not one resembles the other. Manei alei manig. Appoint them a leader. She soivul kol echad ve'echad. Lefi daiti. You can put up with each individual according to his personality. That's a manig. He saved kol echad ve'echad if he died according to his personality. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Asher Yetzei Lifneim, who shall go out before them, V'Asher Yovei Lifneim, and shall come in before them, V'Asher Yetzeim, and they should take them out, V'Asher Yeviim, and who will bring them in, V'Loisiyah Adas Hashem Katzoi, Asher Ein Lem Roya, and let the aid of the Ribbono Shel Olam be not be like a sheep that have no shepherd. So Rashi, Asher Yetzei Lifneim, is not in the manner that Goyisha kings do. They sit in their homes. They send all their armies out to war. Like I did. I did battle myself, Moshe Rabbeinu says, against Sichon Va'oig. Shenemer says, Tira Oisa, do not fear him. Just like Yeshua did. Shenemer, it says, Yeshua went to him. It says in Yeshua that he went over there. Shenemer says, "Ve'elchu shulav." He said, "Halonu atav goimer." Are you ours or are you for our enemies? When he saw the Malach Hashem, the state in Yeshua, Kapitel Hey, Pasuk Yud Gimel, that you see Yeshua was at Mamash at the point of contact with the enemy. That's a manning. That's the manning of Klal Yisrael. By Yoimer Loi, and he said to him, Alonu Atav Goimer, Vechem Yidavu Roimer. It says by Davra Melech. He says Ku Yoytzi Valuf Neim. It says in Shmuel Aleph Yud Ches Tezayin. He would go out and come before them. Yoytzi Beroish. He would go out and battle in the lead. Venichnas Beroish, and he would come back in the lead. He was the leader. Vashi Yoytziim, who shall take them out Bezchu Yosef through his Zechusim. Vashi Yevim, who shall bring them in Bezchu Yosef Vayte through his Zechusim. Davra Acher Nochabshat Vashi Yevim, who shall bring them in Shalei Tasiloi. Should not do to him like you do to me, because I'm not allowed to bring them in to bring them in the land. But no, let him to bring them into the land. Take to yourself Yeshua ben Nun, ish asher ruach boy, a man in whom there is a ruach spirit, is a spirit. And lean your hand upon him. Take to yourself, say to him, Ashrecha, take him with words. You're so fortunate, Shazachisa, that you're privileged, Lahanik Bonav Shal Malkim, to lead the Bnei Yisrael, the children of the Bnei Shalom. Lacha to yourself, Eshabaduk Lacha, the one that have been examined by you, as Zesha Atam Makir, with one of you are familiar with. Asheruach boy, in whom there's a spirit, Kashashalta, as you requested, Shilcha Lali Keneged Ruchoy, shall call Echad Ve'echad, that he's be able to go. That's the opposite of everybody's ruach. He can act in a manner that's befitting the personality of each individual that he's going to deal with. That's he could go neged ruach kol echad ve'echad. The pshat is he could be mashlim with all the bnei yisrael. V'samach desiot chalof and lean your hand on him. Ten loy meturgamam. Give him a spokesman. Sheyedrish v'chayach that Yeshua should lecture in public during your lifetime. Sheloyim rolov they shouldn't say about him. He was unable to raise his head. In days of Moshe, fakaret. Let them see that he has gedula already in your days. Give him a little bit of srara. Memeir the Sefri says that people will see that that even in bechayiv shel Moshe, Yeshua was already considered a leader. Pasuk yotes v'amadato yisoy lefnei Elazar hakoyein. You shall stand before Elazar hakoyein v'lefnei kol ha'eda before the entire assembly. V'tzivisa yisoy le'eneim. And you should command him before their eyes. So Rashi, v'tzivisa isoy, and command him al Yisrael v'tgei klal Yisrael. Say to him, da, you should know shetarchonim heim, that they're troublesome, sarvonim heim, that they're uncooperative. Al menas shetikabel alech, you're put in charge of them with the understanding that you accept upon yourself that they have a difficult nature. It's not so easy to deal with them. So yishtet nishmois rabbo. So I saw Shteyman Klairs over here. What's the Indian over here that he's telling them that they're troublesome, that they're tachonim, they're sarvonim? What's the whole Indian over here that he's telling it to them? He says, Yesh la'ayim, mekavonish Yisrael, hein tachonim v'sarvonim, yoyisim yumasacheris. Does it mean that they're more tachonim and sarvonim, troublesome, than the other nations? Because Yisrael, the Gemara says, in Be'ech hafeyam ebeiz, heim azim sheba umais, they're the azim sheba umais. Is that the kavonah? Zokter statement. Oh, Yeshua Amalei. He said, "Kach kiven shahoylich lemanoisa elim." He's going to appoint them. Avaloi mishum shem geruim mikolam. It's not that they're worse than any other nation. He says, "Hinei the Gemara in Yevamos memtesam abei." Says Yeshaya was nenash al masha amar besoich am tveisasayim anoichi yoshev. He says, "I'm sitting among. I dwell amongst a nation that's tmeis fasayim." So what's Moshe Rabbeinu telling him? The tarchonim is a vonim. It sounds like it's a gnai of Klal Yisrael. So Dr. Shteyman, Moshe and Stava Me'Hashem loim rakach liYeshua. Moshe had a tzivui from the Rebbeinu Shlom. Tell them, tell Yeshua that Klal Yisrael tarchonim is a vonim. They're troublesome and that they're uncooperative. But it wasn't lashon hara on Klal Yisrael because he had a special tzivui from the Rebbeinu Shlom. Whereas Yeshaya, he was nenash that he said b'toy chametz meis v'sayim and Yeshua because he was talking in the gnai of Klal Yisrael, and that's what it says. He got this kachelas al ritzpa. The whole vayta over there by Yeshaya. Pasuk Chof. V'nosata mehoidecha alav. You should place from your splendor, from your hoid upon him. Leman yishmu kol adas b'nei Yisrael. So that the entire assembly of b'nei Yisrael will be pay heed, will listen. Zot Rashi v'nosata mehoidecha alav. You should place of your splendor upon him. Ze keirun or upon him. This is a radiance of the skin of the face. Mehoitcha, what does that mean? V'loy kol hoitcha, not all your hoit, not all your splendor. And Mtsein Lameidim, we find from here, we learn from here, Pnei Moshe Kechama, Moshe Rabbeinu's face was like the sun. Pnei Yeshua Kalavon, Yeshua's face was like the moon. Man Yishmu kol adas b'nei Yisrael, so the entire assembly of b'nei Yisrael will pay heed. Sheyu noyigim by kovid v'yur, they should treat him with respect and with fear. Kedera shenoyigim b'och, just like the noyig they treat, that they treat you. So what's this Indian? Moshe Rabbeinu's Pnei Hacham and Yeshua's Kepnei Levana. So Rabbeinu Bechai speaks out on this pasuk. He says, "When Asatim Yoytcha Love Natachlek Like Kavod Connected Kol Yisrael Mechalikim Kavod Connected in front of Kol Yisrael." The Dorsh Chazal Mehoytcha Veloik Kol Hoytcha Pnei Moshe Kepnei Hacham Pnei Yeshua Kepnei Levana. This comes to tell you the madrega nevuah of each one. Ki madregas nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, devuas Moshe b'shem amiyuchad, true koyach hachama. The Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega nevuah was b'shem amiyuchad, which is the koyach of the sun. Madregas nevuas Yeshua is bekovet true koyach levana. That's the koyach levana. He is elanimshal. He says, "Avol inyan amoshel k'shem she'or levana le'mitzad atzmahu." The oil levana is not on its own independent light. Rak mitzad hachamash, levana mekabelas oirim imena. Where does it get its receive its light from? The sun. So ken Yeshua kibul mimoshe. So too, that is compared to Yeshua, who was mekabel toir from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kshem shacham mekabelas mitzad acher. Just like the cham is mekabel from another tzad. Mizeh Amar Kosev, it says yima oirois and brachus aleph leyomer yehi oirim elam oirois klemer mekabel yer the mekabel or ken Moshe Rabbeinu all of a sudden kibul min hashem amiyuchad. So too Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel from the shem amiyuchad from the ribbono shel olam. I saw a statement says over here. This inyan over here. When asat mihidcha law, Rashi says zekiron or ponim. Sefrekter statement tamua. How could you give over the splendor that's on your face? How do you transfer the splendor that's on your face? He says that the chelik agashmi of the splendor that's on Moshe Rabbeinu's face came, obviously, was neveya, the source of that chelik agashmi of the splendor on Moshe Rabbeinu's face came from the chelik aruchni. And that, the chelik aruchni, is possible to pass on. So he passed on the chelik aruchni to Yeshua. Memelu, the kirin or of the chelik agashmi, Dr. Simon, half kafta beferach, beautiful, went over to Yeshua. So now Memelu had a hoid right now of Yeshua, of Moshe Rabbeinu, and now they're going to be noig b'im kovid v'yir. That's why it says the man yishmu kol adas b'nei Yisrael. They should be treated with respect and fear, kederach shenoig b'chol, just like they treat you, Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu passed on the mantle of leadership right now to Yeshua. Pasuk chof aleph v'lifnei alazar hakoyen yamoid. Before alazar hakoyen, he shall stand. V'shoa aloi b'mishpat ha'urim l'fnei Hashem, and he shall inquire of him of the mishpat ha'urim before the Ribbono shel Olam. Al piv yetsu, by his word they should go out. Al piv yavoa, and with his word they shall come in. Hu v'chol b'nei Yisrael itoi, he and all the b'nei Yisrael with him. V'chol ha'eda, and the entire assembly klal Yisrael. So drashi lefnei Elazar hakoyin yamoid. What does that mean? He should stand before Elazar hakoyin. Harei she'loscha, here you have the granting of your request. Shasha'alti, you asked she'ena kovad azazoz mi beis avicha, that this honor will not move away from your father's house, the house of your father. Sha'af Yeshua tzarech le'elazar. You can see over here, Yeshua's tzarech will also need a lazar koyin. Which our statement asks, l'chay, we don't find that that Yeshua needed a lazar koyin. What was the Indian over here? Right? What's the Indian over here? V'hinei mashi Yeshua nitzrech le'elazar, he says, ezeke ein shlichus. Was the shlichus to say what? Just tell me what they say from Shemaim. He didn't need him because the etzim of Elazar. You need him for the service to provide him to know what's doing in Shemaim. So that alone was enough to consider that the kovid didn't leave from Moshe Rabbeinu's the house of Moshe Rabbeinu's father. He shall inquire from him when Yeshua will need to go out to war. So he'll find out, inquire, do I have to go? As I say in Gemara Yuma, I in Gimel Amid Beis, as well as in Sanhedrin, Tes Vav Amid Beis. Al Piv, by his word, shall Elazar, by the word of Elazar, v'chala'ed, and the entire assembly, Sanhedrin, that refers to the Sanhedrin. Pasuk of Beis, v'yas, Moshe kasher tziva Hashem oisoi. Moshe did as Hashem had commanded him. V'yikach as Yeshua, and he took Yeshua, v'yamideu lefnei Elazar ha'koyein. And he stood him before Elazar ha'koyein, v'lefnei kol ha'edem, before the entire assembly of Klal Yisrael. So Rashi v'yikach says Yeshua lokhi bedvarim, he took him with words v'idia, and he let him know matan schar parnas Yisrael olam haba, with the reward of all the leaders of Klal Yisrael in the world to come. As I stated in Sifri, Moshe told Moshe only to persuade Yeshua by telling him how fortunate he was to be the leader of Hashem's nation, but Moshe went beyond that. Stated in Sifzicham, why? And he informed Yeshua additionally of the reward that he would receive in olam haba. What's the Indian over here? That that he should see what the Mordek Gadlis, the Schar of Matan Parnasa Yisrael. So the statement is Madaik here. It says, Rashi Spirish Rashi, Lokal Bedvorm, Vadiya Matan Schar, Parnasa Yisrael, Oil Mabo. Tell them what's going to be the Schar for the Parnasa Yisrael and Oil Mabo. Hine Mashakos of Rashi, Schar Matan Parnasa Yisrael, Velikos of Matan Schoroi. We didn't tell him the schar itself. Even Yeshua, there wasn't a kabbal of the shteler that he should get schar. Like we said before in Pasuk Yud Ches, he wanted to encourage him that he should be masking. But the Gemara in Brachos, the Lamedalad Amud Beis says, "Sheschar Talmud Chacham Atzmon is a ayin leirasa lekim zulosecha." Kan mashma shemoshi yod leimer schar panis yisrael boi lemabo. Here, lechayr, it's mashma that Moshe knew that to know the schar panis yisrael in mabo, and but lechayr from the Gemara's mashma factor statement that the Gemara says ayin leirasa lekim zulosecha. That's the schar from Talmid Chacham Atzmon. Nobody could see. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu know it? Look, that ulai schar panisim can you do? It can say that the schar from panisim is you doing. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was letting Yeshua know. Pasuk Chav Gimel, vay yismoich es yadoi v'lov. He leaned his hands upon him. Vayitzaveyu, and he commanded him. Kasher dibar Hashem biyad Moshe, as Hashem had spoken through Moshe. So Rashi vayismoich es yadoi v'ayin yofa. He leaned his hands generously. Yosef v'yosef imashin stav, much more than he had been commanded. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Amaloi, Hashem told him, "Besamachtas yad, lean your hand, the loshen yachid, your singular hand." Vu also b'shtei yad, he did it with both his hands. Vasoil kichli mali v'godesh, he made Yeshua like a keli which is full and it's brimming over. Umilu chachmasa, and he filled him up with his chachma ba'ayin yafa in a generous fashion. That was the Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over the ganz kol kuloi of the future and hog of Klal Yisrael. He was mamali him. Maldiv Gadish with his chachma. So what's this Indian v'yismach es yadei elo? Zokter Shteyman, Pirish Rashi bain yofo. Mashma sheyesh nafkamina meniach olav yad achaz eshnayim. It's mashma that zim nafkamina if he puts one hand or two hands on a Yeshua. Shezem aral tzrein yoyse godol. If you put two hands, it shows you have a big rotzain. Shlahavir loy es kol mashashayach, to give him over everything. Vine Moshe nosen like a fish in its stava meshem. So if Moshe gave him like he was mitstava, harei mavirin as a double Yeshua meshemayim. So l'chori they're passing it over from Shemayim to Yeshua. Avam miyachas like Rishteim shekosev shalosi yosi mashen stava mashmer shenosem miatzva. Now that he did more, it's mashmer that he gave over from his own. So Rechloimi says the kamoshe kosev the shechina hoisem adaberes mitoch groinoi hochanami yikuli dovuk b'shechina. It was in gadsin dovuk b'shechina. Vayidei nesinas yad alav sheshayich lahaver chochma yidei koich vekusa b'shechina. Since Moshe Rabbeinu is dovuk b'shechina. So he puts his hand on Yeshua, so maybe he could be maver that chachma, pass it on. Ayideis koyecht vekusoy b'shchina. He says the Gemara in Ksuba said the Chesal Mabez is mesupik. B'misha moisiv al dvorov shal balabayis. Nechshav ke moisiv ke maver al dvorov. Someone's moisiv on the words of the balabayis. Is that considered moisiv or is maver al dvorov? Lo yosu shal kusoy klal. Or he didn't do his shlichas klal. Yesh loden. If the balabayis tells you to do a specific thing and you do more than that, pshat is he didn't do his shlichas at all, or pshat is he just being moisiv on his dvorov? So Gemara has a suffix over there in Ksuba said the Chesal Mabez. If you're going to tzad, that it means that he was over in his words. He wasn't makayim b'shlichus. The chayyur comes out. The Moshe Rabbeinu was not makayim b'shlichus Hashem. The Moshe Rabbeinu only said one hand. Smachtas yod cholov, and he was moisiv two hands. He says about yel shachar in bava kamet zadik bezam and bezik shino lama ein bazem mishum bal toisiv. V'chei makshak liyok. The liyoker asks why isn't a problem bal toisiv to put two hands. V'nir is like Rishteim. We toich kach. The rak mitzvahs atoyu shenit li Yisrael aleim and em lo yisayif. Dafka the mitzvahs of Torah that were given to Klal Yisrael on that state like Toysif, Bal Toysif. Aval mitzvah shenem li yachid bezein and din Bal Toysif. But a mitzvah that said tal yachid is no din of Bal Toysif. So Meila Moshe Rabbeinu was not over in Bal Toysif. Chay you could ask he was over in the Ritzayin Hashem. The Ritzayin Rebbeinu Shem said he sat yod chal yod like Bilam knew Yudei Das Elyon, and even though Rebbeinu Shem told him leich kum leich itam go with them, but he knew what Rebbe Chana says in the back of Kovitz Aoris in Bikudei Biurei Agodas and Shas, that if you know the Ratzon Hashem to do it, that's itself is a verit, not to go against the Ratzon Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu was going against the Ratzon Hashem. The Moshe was on only one hand. Teretz says no, the Ratzon Hashem Batsim was two. He said it in an oifen. Why only said it in the oifen of one? It's lo yedei. Maybe it was makom enich lo yedei Moshe Rabbeinu to be moisif on it. Al kaponim wasn't negative the Ratzon Hashem. Fakeret, he was makayim shlichas b'milua. Kasher dibar Hashem zok Rashi. With that, we finish Kapitel Chav Zayin by Chamishi. Afle inyan ahoid, also regarding the inyan of this hoid, the splendor in Nasim Yehoid, like Moshe placed from his splendor upon Yeshua. So Rabbeinu Bechai says in conclusion of the Shir, says, what's this inyan over here? before of Vishaloi be Mishpata Urim, he says Lehisker Hatumim. Why does it only say Urim over here, not the Tumim? Is that Yoira ki Urim Ikra Shemis, the Ikr was the Urim. Shemikoichim Haya Oisius Meirois, the Laini Akoyan Lodas Memasidas, the Koyan knew the future from the Oisius that lit up. What was the Tumim? Lehoyu El Lezavik Oisius, that was how to be Mezavik and to be starved of the letters. Zuim Zul, Hatman Oisam Bechibur Atevis, Achileva Koyan Tom Midiosam Bechiburon. Okay, in Hiskamashu Ikr, the Ikr is over here, the Urim. Veshasak Menatum doesn't say a word about Tumim. Aval oilam loyoya urim built the atum, but etzim the urim atumim were together. Kishneim dover echad, or shneim shleimus inyan, it's all one inyan. Vaymenuchim ben kifle echoshin, it was between the kifle echoshin. The pasuk said, Dosh chazal, men yume perik daf boloy, and daf ein gimel amabez, gzeris novi chazeris. Aval gzeris urim vatumim, eine chazeris. Shneim vashoa aloy bimishbat urim. Ma mishbat eine chazer, av gzeris urim vatumim eine chazer. Kain, that the gzeris novi could be chazer, gzeris urim vatumim is never chazer. They said, Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Yeshua is in your place. They're going to go al piv of Elazar, al piv yavo, claimer like tazas ashzor, the shzor is never going to leave you. So he's learning over there, Ben Machaya, that faker, there was al piv of Elazar. It wasn't that he needed the services, like we saw Shane was learning, that he needed the service of Elazar, but Elazar Atzme didn't need it. Nay, he needed piv shal Elazar, Ben Machaya is learning, he needed the Elazar himself. The ones that are even the chilkim, that's the eda, like adas koyach v'chulei, they're going to be kafuf to Yeshua. Dosh chazal v'chol eda elo sanhedrim shein eni eda the eni eda miyuchadim sheba eda v'alkein perit eda. That's what it says. Masha hiske betziva mamado is lefnei Elazar koyin lefnei kol eda rai v'chizik the chazal. That's a rai and chizik chazal. Chen hiske b'maisiv emidei lefnei Elazar koyin v'lefnei eda. Then in conclusion of this parak, he says, Pasuk of Gimel, Vayismech es yadav alav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Lev Yisamach Des Yadcha alav, Vu Samach B'shtei Yadav, Kloimar, Ba'ayin Yofi, he was Messiah, Dosh Chazal, Asso Malei Chochma, Ke Kli Moli V'Gadosh, he made him a keli that's packed with Chochma, Moli V'Gadosh fin Chochma, that's what the Banishlam made him. B'chanan Yeruchim says, on the Pasuk Vashi Yitzim Vashi Yavim, before in Pasuk Yitzayin, it said, V'chasav Rashi B'zchu Yosav, through the merits of the Manig, that's the Schusim Kala Yisrael, of the Manig. Zokter B'yuruchim Lazai, Enyin Manig Eitzel Kala Yisrael, Hu Avon Acheris Lagamri Mashi Lefi Avonas Amoyin Am. The Enyin from Manig by Kala Yisrael is a ganz ander Avonah from what people think. Manig Eine Kimoy Sar Tzavobu Mesoylam. He's not like a commander of an army, a general. By the goyim, shamoy luchaisim hu amanig. The one that leads them, he's the manig. Ze einoy shamanig hu misha makel shemekel shachovim amakel achovim b'yada. He's the one that has the shtekin in his hand. V'manig aisim b'sharbita. He's the one that with whatever he says with his stick, that's what wins. Manig aitz laklal Yisrael musug achel lagarmitz and ganzen under musug amanig. The haino alder shebiarnu shavu noisi es bon of him ruchnis v'megashmius. A father carries his son ruchnis and gashmius. Hu amaychel oisim, he's the one that feeds him. Hu amachayo oisim, he's machayo them. Akoil b'schuyos v'altzin, the schus of the father. That's Batsin the Gemara Chulin says. That heim toli boi, vehu toli b'mishama v'hoyo oilom. K'moy kein gam amanik hu be'emes noisiyas adosi. The manik is also a noisiyas. Eido, m'schuyos v'mashpi aleim. Heim begashmiz, heim beruchniz. Heim gashmiz, heim ruchniz. Heino asha kasav rashi v'atzi yetzim. That's what it says, b'schuyos v'in the merits of him. Vashi yevim b'schuyosav zehu inyan manik. That's the inyan for manik. Shetzarach hu losis is hadazav b'schuyosav mamish. That he carries the whole eda with his egin as chusim kashi yisa oimen as a yoinik. Like a oimen carries a yoinik. V'yoyitz mizalimut godl zog der b'yuchum kimtais agres limud. Lohovin mao manik v'parnas al tzibur. What's the inyan for manik and parnas al tzibur? She'enai mitzavu mefakad mifkad b'liboy. It's not pshad he's mitzavu b'lvad at all. He has to carry them with his own koiches, sai ruchni, sai gashmis. Someone who's missing the rachmanus of his father, moving the kol shu begedis soris. He's a gather of a srish. He himself can't be a father because he doesn't have he wasn't given over the kalim from his own father. Someone's missing the gedorim from a manik, like we explained. He efshuloi. Le'yosik manig b'Yisrael. It's not shaykh to become a manig in Klal Yisrael. Va'hoylech limon is partners al tzibur. Someone is going to be appointed as a partner on the tzibur. Reishis avidosahi liris and mukshar liyis manig. You have to see if he's mukshar b'chlal to be a manig. Ukeshehino kfar manig. When he's already a manig, a love lashgiach heitev al atzma. She a manig anoisi as a dozi. He should be manig as we mashgiach on himself. That he's a manik that carries the eidah. There's a geder manik b'klal Yisrael. Losses is a klal kasher yisa imnes a yoinik. Hey Magashnius, Sayin Nagashnius, Hein and Ruchnius. With that, Rabbi Yitzchak, we finish Kapitel Chav Zayin.